أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره يوم إلهي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in this wonderful group, Irshad al-Umma, I greet you by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 15th of Sha'ban, 1441 after Hijrah, which is equivalent to 9th of April 2020. We shall continue our lesson on Fiqh al-Sharia, on this great book of Mukhtasar al-Akhdari fi al-Ibadati and Fiqh Imam Maliki. So, as we've said earlier, Malam has tried to tell us who a mukallaf is. That is a person who is of age and is psychological healthy. Then he went ahead to tell us what is the first obligation upon the particular person. He told us what he is expected of him, that is for him to repent immediately. He and gave the condition of tawbah. He also told us what he is expected of, try to seek the right knowledge to discharge his discharge his obligation correctly, try and look after your tongue, look after your eyes. Don't go ahead looking at anything, including things that are prohibited from Allah. And he also warned us not to shout at a fellow Muslim, not to hate a fellow Muslim, not to abuse him, not to frighten him without any legal action or right to do so. He told us many things. So he is still on instructing us, do this, stop this. So he continued by saying, وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ حِفْظُ جَمِيعِ جَوَارِهِ. It is mandatory, obligatory upon him to look after his jawari, look after his organ, مَسْتَطَاءَ, as much as he can, as much as possible. Jawari, as we said earlier, when he said they are called jawari, this the seven organs we made mention of, that is the tongue, the eyes, the ear, his two hands, his two legs, and his private part together with the stomach. So they are called jawari, aani al-jarra, addition, something to be added. So these are the organs that cause you to be added in sin or added in reward. So it's their results, the results of their action, that cause someone to be added to, or either to either sin or reward. So when we talk of jawari, he's talking of them. That he started with the jawari, talking of the eyes, talking about the eyes, as I made mention. He went ahead the second to talk about the tongue. So now he is giving you a general condition. You should try as much as possible to keep this in intact, keep them intact, use them. Hifzu jami'i jawarihi wa yajibu alayhi hifzu jami'i jawarihi. It is mandatory upon you to guide all your organs as possible as you could. So he continued, that's where we stop. He continued by saying, wa an yuhibba lillahi. Now he turned to heart. Wa an yuhibba lillahi. If you want to love for the sake of Allah. If you want love for the sake of Allah. Wa yaghdiba lahu. If you want to hate for the sake of Allah. Wa yarda lahu. If you want to agree for the sake of Allah. Wa yaghdiba lahu. If you want to disagree, you should disagree for the sake of Allah. How can you love for the sake of Allah? How can you hate for the sake of Allah? You will love for the sake of Allah. Love that thing because Allah loves it. Love that thing because it is legal. Love that thing because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves it. Then hate a particular person because he loves Allah, he loves Rasulullah, because he is just base your love on that. Whoever, whether it's a relationship, you are going into relationship with a female, do it for the sake of Allah. Then if you are to hate someone, hate him because he done something wrong, hate it because he hates Islam or he hates something legal. Just like Sheikh Ibrahim is saying, la takdibanna musliman la takdabi illa li hatki shir'atin muhazzabi. You should not hate a Muslim. Don't hate a Muslim, he emphasized. Illa li hatki shir'atin muhazzabi, except if he breached the limit of Allah. So in that case, you are hating the action, not him, in a person. So in a, as a person, don't hate anybody. ويأمر بالمعروف. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, another tradition is saying, من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعدى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, denies for the sake of Allah, he has complete iman. That's iman. So this act, this instruction is more of ihsan for those that are in ihsan. You understand? Because ihsan, doing everything for the sake of Allah and nothing beside Allah. So it is a little bit difficult, but wallahi, if you try it, base all your relationship with anybody, whoever you are loving, love him for the sake of Allah. Whoever you are disagreeing with, disagree with him for the sake of Allah, not for your selfish interest or other interest. وَيَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The next is that you should command good deeds. Try as much as possible, command people to do good deeds. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Try and stop people from doing bad things. Forbid them to do that which is bad. But this has its own limit. You command good deeds based on your knowledge and based on your status. You are not the right person to go ahead telling the governor to do the right thing. So if you do that, you have breached your limit. So know your limit, know the people in which you can tell, because the essence is for them to correct. But if you go ahead doing something or telling someone to do something that will cause you to be humiliated or even endanger you, that is not allowed. So whatever you are doing, if you are to forbid bad things, do it based on your limitation and limit. Like wala taqfu ma laysa laka bihi ilm, concerning about the education, don't utter that which you don't have knowledge of. And in doing this, try as much as possible to be a doer of that thing that you are instructing people to do. Although it's not compulsory, you must do a particular action before you can instruct someone to do it or instruct him not to do it. But as much as you could, try to be more of doing the particular thing you are asking people. Don't tell people to say the truth while you are a great liar. Don't tell people to stop corruption and stealing while you are a stealer. So try as much when you do that, you will. So that's that for that. The next is وَيَحْرِمُ عَلَيْهِ الْكَذِبِ. Lie is forbidden to him. You are not allowed to say lie for any reason. You are not allowed to say lie. We all know what lie is. We all know the opposite of lie, which is truth. And we used to feel happy when someone tell us the truth, and we used to get angry when someone lied to us. So similarly, don't do that which you know hurts you when you are being done. So try as much as possible to abstain from lie. Although some ulama bring a condition where someone can say a lie and he will not be wronged, that is when for instance trying to settle a dispute between two persons, go to the first party, tell him sweet word that so person sends you, that wallahi, he is tired of all these disputes. He has been trying all means to see how he can settle all this. Wallahi, he's even ashamed of you. Anywhere he sees you now, all he needs, he even asked me to give you this. He is not the one that asks you to do, you are just lying. So but that lie, because you are trying to make do good, so it's considered allowed. Then meet the other person, say the same thing. So immediately when they meet, they will just reunite again. So that is a very good condition or instance in which ulama are giving, that you can intercede with your lies. Next is walghibah, then backbiting. Backbiting also is totally prohibited. It's going in the absence of somebody, saying malicious things about him, something that will hurt him, or something that will saying bad things about him. Even if it is true, it does not mean it's not backbiting. Yes, that which is true, which if you say it in his presence, he will get hurt, is what you are not allowed to do. You are not to hurt any, don't hurt anybody's feeling. So either in his presence, or even if it is his presence, some ulama consider it as haram, as ghibah. Say, I said it in his front, because you know you are superior to him, you cannot do then together trying to tarnish his image in the presence of people. So that is also ghibah. So, but the main act of ghibah is to go behind someone telling bad things about him. One namimah, then instigating one against other, trying to urge fight between two people. That is an namimah, is not allowed, is highly prohibited. So try and abstain from it. Wal kiburu, arrogance is haramun. Wal ujubu, pride, being proud of yourself, you know, as if you never go to toilet, or you are not sleeping, or you don't eat, you understand. So please lower yourself down, then Allah will honor you. But trying to show yourself, you understand, does not fetch you anything. What ria is doing things because of people, not because of Allah. When you see people, you are a very stingy person, but when you see people and you know that, yeah, in this place you'll be even the media will come and rush you and start praising you, that yeah, this is the person, then you just start sharing money. Yeah, in this thing I have even donated, you understand, when the media is around, or they are doing one kind of donation or something like that. But if people meet you one in one, you never assist, you understand. So anything that you are doing for the sake of people, for people to heal you or praise you, so that is the reward you get. And riya is considered as second shirk, association of Allah. And Allah say, "Ana agna shiraka," I am enough from that which you associate partner with me. You are doing things because of Allah, and because of people to see, or because of people to comment, or because, you understand. So all that's the reward you get, whether they comment you or they abuse you, whatever. You don't have anything from Allah, subhanallah. What's sam'atu? Then sam'atu is seeking reputation by telling people that this is what you've been doing, telling them the good things that you've done. You've done something secret between you and your Lord, then you come out and start saying, "Yes, I'm the one. Do you see that, Mos? I was the one that gave the highest share when they were this thing. Even Damos, I was the one that built it. That bridge, that borehole, I was the one that took charge of everything." Or you meet people, tell them, "I feel like sleeping. Wallahi, yesterday, because yesterday throughout I was engaged in Qiyamul Layl, I did not sleep." Or you just meet people and start saying, "Yeah, that money I told you, wallahi, it's only 100 naira that's remaining. How comes? I give someone came that he doesn't have food, I gave him this. So all that kind of announcing your good deeds, why announcing when you know the one that you do for his sake doesn't need that, and he is much aware of what you've done. So was some atu, when you do that, you have spoiled all your good deeds. Well, hasadu, then envy is not allowed, it's haram to envy someone. Envying is hating the blessing of Allah upon someone, and is divided into two. At times someone will hate a particular blessing of someone and wish wishes that that particular blessing come back to him. That's as if you are saying maybe that particular person is not entitled to be given that particular position. So you are in the best, or thinking that that particular blessing, you are in the best position to be in that position. It might be wealth, it might be knowledge, it might be position, it might be anything that you think that you are. The second aspect of it is to wish that that particular blessing is destroyed. You don't mind having it, or you don't even like want to have it, but you don't want that particular person with it. So that is even the worst form of envy. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, iyyakum wal hasad, fa innal hasada ta'kulu hasanati kama ta'kulu an-nar khatab. I caution you from envy, because envy destroy all good deeds, just like fire destroy dried weeds or grasses. So try as much as possible, whatever you need or whatever blessing you see from a person, it's from Allah, and Allah has more than that, and he can give you. So you don't have to wish someone's blessing to be turned to yours or to be destroyed and something like that. So whatever you want, just turn directly to Allah. Well, bugudu, then hatred, enmity, just disliking people. Some people have that natural hatred to particular ethnic group, or racism. So that is not allowed. Racism, hating a particular group or a particular country or something like that. So don't hate person because of without any legal right to do so. That I said, maybe he has commit something that is illegal, or he dislike the religion or something like that. So do it with reason. وَرُؤْيَةِ الْفَضْلِ عَلَى الْغَيْرِ, and seeing that you are better than someone. This is also considered great sin. You are not allowed to look that. وَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't purify yourself. Don't do that. وَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِلِمَنِ تَقَى. It is Allah who knows the person that fear him most. So it's not you that you'll be showing that you are better than someone. It's not allow. Like this concept of wali, Allah seal a wali among Muslims so that we can respect everybody. He hide it. You cannot, it's not written in the forehead that this is a wali. Even the description Allah give, that one is general. Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun lahum al-bushra fil hayati ad-dunya wa fil akhirati, the end of the ayah. Indeed, those who loves who Allah loves, they don't have fear, they don't have reckoning of anything, and they are the one who believes and they fear Allah. So Allah just conceal it there, you understand, so that we can respect anybody, because the person that you are trying to downgrade or you are taking for granted, he might be the wali, you don't know. Prophet is saying, rubba zi limraini akbara walau aksama bil maula abarak adrawo. Many a times you will see a person looking dirty, very dirty, looking dusty, but if that person should swear by Allah, wallahi Allah will not fail him. This happened during this time of the prophets. A person committed a crime that will cause his hand to be cut off. Then some of his relative came, one of them say, wallahi, my so and so, my cousin or my relative, wallahi, his hand will not be cut. How can my, wallahi, there is no condition, they won't cut his hand. Then when the other parties came, the people who were offended, when they came without any argument, they just say they don't need the revenge, what they need is just pay dia. And that was it. So Prophet says, many a times you see someone looking as if it's no one, but if that person should swear by Allah, Allah will not fail him. So don't feel that you are better than anybody. Then he next is walhamzu. Walhamzu is backbiting, using your mouth, pointing at someone, then with, you understand, and with malicious sign. pointing him with his mouth, or touching between you and your friend, then mocking the other person. So it's not allowed. That is hamzu. Well, lamzu, do all doing same with your eyes. You understand that kind of evil sign upon someone. That was what Allah says in Holy Quran. Wailul likulli humazatil lumaza. Indeed, hellfire is prepared for those who backbite with their mouth and those that backbite with their eyes. Wal abasu, and play. You are not created for play. You are created for a purpose. So play is forbidden. Although there are some specific play that are considered legal. So as the time has changed, most of the activities now at least were not in existence during the time of Prophet. So the scholars give some criteria to rate any kind of play or sport or something like that to be legal or not legal. So the measure are three. First, if there is no interaction between the opposite sex, whatever will bring the opposite sex to come together is considered haram. Second is the time in which that particular thing is being carried out. If it's carried out during the time of prayer, it's totally haram. Then also, if it does not take much of your time, maybe you do it like the sport, you do it for health, because we know the benefit of exercise, you do it for your health, so that one will not be considered haram. You understand? And you do it at the right time. But something to be overdoing something that it takes you much of your time, you don't even have time to benefit yourself from your this thing, you waste your time doing that particular thing, so it will also be considered as haram, because you have much things that are more important than that thing. What so creative? The next is mocking someone, slandering someone. You understand? Saying, taking someone for granted, or mocking him. Some at times misinterpret this and say sokuriyatu is witchcraft. No, witchcraft is sokuriyatu with kafun, but this one is with sokuriya. Sakhirallahu minhum in Holy Quran. Sakhirallahu minhum. Allah just take them for nothing, because you understand. Then next is wazina, committing adultery. Adultery or fornicating is highly is highly prohibited. It's considered one. All these, what he's saying, they are major things, they are kabaira, they are not allowed. Wazina and zina in Holy Quran, Allah tells us don't even come near to zina. Wala taqrabu zina innahu kana fahishatan wa sa'a sabila. Don't even come near it. So what's zina is prohibited. Wa nazru ila al-ajnabiyyati, coming closer to zina, as the Quran saying, is by wa nazru ila al-ajnabiyyati, looking at an unlawful woman. You are not allowed to keep eye on a particular lady who is not your wife or your relative. While moving in the streets or in the environment, the first look you have to a person is not haram, but when you continue doing it, then it will be count against you. Like they used to say, Nazratul Ula laka wasani alayka. The first look is on you, while the second look and other looks are count against you. So try as much as possible, when you look at person at the first time, then try and lower your gaze. That's one of character of the Prophet. He lowers his gaze while moving. Don't go around looking at anything. And by circumstance, if you look at anything haram, so it's not considered haram for that first, then you just lower your gaze till you go away that thing. Watalazazu bi kalamiha, then taking pleasure in talking to her. These are all things that will bring you closer to zina, because it's a chain. The first is by look, like Prophet Yusuf sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, an nazaratu sahmun مسموم من سمام الشيطان فمن ترك خوفا من الله أعطاه الله إيمانا تجد به حلاوة في القلب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا معناه he said looking at person that look you see is one of the arrow of shaitan whoever stopped it for the sake of Allah Allah will grant him pleasure in his heart pleasure of the iman so the first is look when you look and you are entertained with that look then you try and proceed next that is try and get interaction with her when the interaction gets sweet then you try and touch when that passes then you try then by that doing you might even go ahead and commit zina subhanallah may Allah protect us so in the first place don't even try and protect your lower yogis so also is that is also seen and applied for our sisters looking at unlawful man not just woman so whatever we say to the opposite sex is applied to the opposite or to the other wa aklu amwali nasi then consuming people's wealth bighayri ibn nafsi without their legal consent without their will you understand just because you have the power or you have the this thing you have the money of people like if you talk of salary you have to pay someone 10,000 then you just give him 9,500 yeah the 500 we are using it for so or we are contributing without him legally willingly giving it out or like some industry and some of the business organization do like banks and this network institution they will just send you that you have been deducted for so subscription without your consent or you have someone's money then you just go and buy something for him then give him after he has finished jubilating no it's from your money this I know you need it you know when you know in normal day when you ask him I'm going to buy you so thing up from your money he will not agree so don't go ahead and eat someone money without his consent without his willingness wa akli bi shafaati eating or consuming people's wealth with the name of intercession you are in the right position you have the ability to intercede upon someone to help him to assist him but you say you are not going to do it until he gives you something so that is haram like for instance someone in danger trying to he is in danger like he will die then he shout out for help then you come then you saw that is that wealthy person in this yes I will help you but what will be my reward so that is haram immediately when someone shouts out for help him first then when you help don't even think of anything that is your reward you know is from Allah like the family of Sayyidina Ali said when they give out sadaqah they fed a captive they fed an orphan they fed a prisoner so they say innama nu'imukum liwajhillahi la nuridu minkum jazaan wala shukura wallahi we fed you for the sake of Allah we don't even need any reward from you neither do we need thank even thanking you don't need someone to thank you so whatever don't intercede for someone like how some military men or some people in uniform do they are in the best way to help you that is even their job to help but they will refuse to do it until you give them something or someone just to sign your document or something you must give some so all that kind of collecting bribery is haram aw bi dini or eating with the name of deen with the name of the religion yeah gather money you want to organize maulid whoever give for the sake of Allah this then you end up using half of it to your stomach so it's not allowed or gather money you want to build a mosque eat most of it gather money you want to help contribute to the orphanage all sort of and hiding behind Islam or religion and eating people's money is haram wa taakhiru salati an awqatiha then denying or delaying salat delaying the obligational prayer and awqatiha from their appointed time. You know the right time for Zuhur, but you not pray Zuhur until Asr. Then you join them together. You know the right time for Maghrib, you not pray intentionally. And the uzr they usually is to bring is either you are sleeping, like sleeping is considered one of the reason for you not to observe Salah, in and you don't have someone to wake you, so that one. But even if you are ill, once you have insight, so even at your own condition, at your own position, if you cannot stand, do it while sitting. If you cannot sit, do it while lying. So far you are sensible, you are psychological okay, there is nothing that is that you cannot do, and you must do it no matter how the condition. So please, we should consider this, except if someone is mentally ill, so that one is considered as condition and excuse. Wala yahillu lahu, it is not upon you, it is not allowed for you, so better fasik in to befriend a sinner, to be a friend of a sinner. Wala mujalizatin, or sit with him. To be a friend of a great sinner is not allowed. What when once you know that this is the condition of a person, then try and abstain from him. If you cannot correct him, then join him. You understand? Wala mujalizatin, or even sit with him, ligairi daruratin, without any legal excuse. Like for instance, you are taking a public transport, then you just saw that particular person who is well known in committing sin. So you cannot shout that he must go out because you don't want to be with him. No, that one is considered an excuse and is just for a while. Once you depart, you reach where your destination, everybody goes his way. Or even in hostel where you are not, you don't have the right to choose whom to be with. So whoever you be with, try, you just be patient for that particular moment. Or it's your classmate, so you can, you understand all the those kind, then you try and tolerate, but don't join him, because this is because anil mar'i la tas'al wa absir qarinuhu wa kullu qarinin lil muqarin yaqtadi. About a person, don't ask about a person, just look at his company, because everyone try and act according to his company. That's why they say the friend of a thief is a, so some things like that, not all in all condition. Wala yatlubu ridha al-makhluqina, don't seek the obedience of a fellow creature, bisakhdi khaliqin, to disobey the creator. Just because you want to please your fellow creature, then you go ahead displeasing Allah, that one is not allowed. It's not allowed. Allah is saying, wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yubduhu in kanu mu'minin. Allah and his messenger are only deserves the right to give consent and full obedience to. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, la taqata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyati khaliqin, there is no obedience to any creature in what annoys the creator. No obedience to any creature in what annoys the creator. The people that has highest obedience upon you are your parents, but even them, they have the limit. Allah says, in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tu'ihuma. When they ask you to go ahead, commit something that I prohibit and you don't have knowledge of, don't obey them. That's the only condition. But even if they are Christian, you have to follow them and obey them. So except if they ask you to commit shirk or commit something that Allah prohibits. So in that case, so don't say it's my boss, I don't want to lose my job. Don't say that. Whoever is trying to make you disobey Allah in any this thing, don't do. So please, this is where we'll stop inshallah. In our next class, we'll try to finish all these attributes. The essence of this is for us to look into our characters and behaviors. All those bad things we know we are trying to do, we are doing, try and correct them. The ones that, the good ones that you have, try and continue with them. A Muslim, a believer, every day continue strengthening himself in doing good, trying in patience to stop that which Allah prohibits. We ask Allah to guide us and to make things easy for us and make this beneficial. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.